Kiss 98. KUPD.
Off and running on this Tuesday. We got Jim Brewer, who's going to. This is good stuff because Brewer's awesome. We love Jim. And he's going to be on the phone because in 2 weeks, week and a half, 2 weeks.
The 15th.
May 15th. He is going to be at a facility I am unfamiliar with.
I'm surprised. Damn it, I had it written
He's
down
at a
in
Surprise
there.
Place. He's going out to a place in Surprise to play. I don't know anything about it. Have you ever been out there?
I avoid Surprise. Are you
well,
kidding
I mean,
me?
That's not. Well, when Jim Brewer's there, you don't
Oh, well,
have
I might
to, right?
make an exception.
I'm
then,
not saying but... you go walk the streets of Surprise on a regular basis.
The Vista Center for the Arts.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. It may be beautiful.
Yep.
I'm with you. Like, Surprise is not though, a destination yeah. for me. Gilbert, Surprise, Mesa. I'm really like,
no. Handful of times.
But Brewer.
Brewer, I would
he's
make
worth
an exception
trip.
For. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jim's
the
awesome.
Tennis facility out there is nice.
At Surprise? Well, yeah. It is because of the old people that live all around Surprise.
So that's what's, he's following up the Splish Splash show, the music of Bobby Darin.
That's the show the night before?
Starring Ron Gardner.
Oh, that's fantastic. I might go to that, too. Yeah, Brewer is the day after Bobby Darin's tribute band. Which, you know who'd be most surprised that exists? Bobby Darin.
And then Jim's followed up with the following week by Shine On.
Shine On Floyd. Yeah. They have to change their name in this current world. I don't think that name works anymore. I just don't. It sounds bad.
That's my buddy, Chris Hakame. He's playing there.
Hakame. You like that guy. He's the flamenco guy.
June 26th. Yeah, he can dance on the string.
Okay, settle down.
Jeez.
Just because you know him doesn't make him better at what he does. Cole Meany.
No, man, he can dance.
He can dance on those strings. All right.
He's good.
I know. Anyway, so yeah, that's a Surprise Center for the Arts. Is that what they call it?
Vista Center for the Arts.
So there's a view.
Yes.
Anyway, so he'll be out there. We're going to talk to Jim in about an hour. That's great. But the good thing I was getting to is that we have Jim on the phone because he's going to be performing live right here in the city. So he's coming in. And I don't know if Surprise has got to sit 5 feet apart or if it's a full house. I'm sure the Bobby Darin thing
Isn't
will be packed.
Isn't all of Surprise vaccinated by
Oh,
now?
That's true. Well, I was in Sun City West yesterday. Man, oh, man. They have thrown the – it's like bras. They just throw their mask. There's not a mask to be
liberated.
Seen.
Like South Park?
It is exactly that. They're so – There is so much traffic in Sun City West. It was ridiculous yesterday. Trying to go to the hospital, the doctor's office, the Core Institute, and I had to go get a follow-up. I'm stuck at light after light after light. There's golf carts everywhere. They're out doing everything.
They're all scrambling before they get out for the summer.
I don't know what they're doing. They're happy. That place is active. They say an active adult community. They're not kidding. They're everywhere. I mean, small streets are packed full of cars. I'm like, everybody's out of their house. Those old effers are just everywhere. And then you get back over in, like, civilization, like, traffic is normal again. Like, they're doing everything. Every restaurant was packed. Like, all of them. They drive by. It was 11 o'clock, so they were eating dinner. But it was, like, full. Anyway, it was pretty great. So Jim Brewer will call us in a little bit. In the meantime, we got to do the Brady Report. And it wouldn't be Cinco de Mayo without a legendary Margarita. Head to Hooters tomorrow for your Cinco Fiesta and enjoy the legendary Rita at Hooters. And if that's not for you, then the friends at Bud Light also help you with that. So Hooters and Bud Light bring you the Brady Report. Brady Report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Teacher's Day.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you see
May the 4th be with you.
The note that teacher wrote that kid that basically said pathetic. Pathetic attempt, and then wrote something like, you only finished this many in so many minutes. This is an awful attempt. And the dad, like, raged. He's like a judge or something. I don't know. He raged. Yeah. How dare you write this bullying note on my son's paper? And your kid did a bad job. I used to get red markers. This is terrible.
They had a bunch of the standard testing going on the last couple of weeks. At least Kirby did.
Yeah. How'd you do?
Pretty good, but they,
Do they have the grades already?
They put them on the clock.
Oh, yeah. You got to clock a test.
Yeah.
Was she...
I haven't seen
it. Oh, you don't
it.
Get the results?
Yeah.
She felt okay about it? Do you worry about that as a parent? Are your kids kind of adult?
Every day, John.
Do you, you think about that a lot? Do you think
every day. Every
you think
day
about
he walks
with
in with a
like,
new
oh,
pair of
God,
42 waistband jeans? Yes, every day. Every day.
But like testing and stuff, does it register with you? Because you guys both were knobs in
C
school.
Students,
yeah,
you didn't.
Was really.
Underachiever. Yeah.
So
like you,
wild underachiever.
I graduated high school on the last day possible.
Same.
Because I turned in 10 of 12 English assignments to get my English grade.
Same. It's I got everything done the last minute, but so I could never have a kid and go, well, you better do well on tests because
Alex's issue is that. He's smart. He doesn't study.
Apply himself.
So he's okay getting, like, I got 81 on that test, Dad. Right. That's pretty good. I'm like, if you just would have spent five more minutes, you could get an A.
That's good. 81's
and I know
good.
Down,
and you
down,
should,
down
you should
the
say
road,
that's good.
I do, actually. I do.
You don't have to set the bar too high.
That's the bar,
B's
John.
Are good.
The bar is B's.
B's are good.
The bar is B's. So all semester now, he's hovering right around 77, 78 in a couple classes. But there's an app that they have called Canvas.
Yeah.
And you can look ahead and see what you need to get on everything that's remaining. So he knows what he needs to get that 80.01%.
C's are good, too.
Smart kid.
He's okay. Yeah. You know what?
My parents were okay with anything passing. D's? Okay, I'll take that.
Really?
I'll take that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got my ass beat.
You're just going to be a wrench anyway.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, I got all D's because I knew that was the fastest way out.
And
smarter,
your dad was okay with that, except for the last day, right? Or your senior year.
Straight A's to my junior year, all F's my junior year, all D's my senior year just to get out.
Wow.
Because I had to redo junior and senior year.
I don't remember you saying the all F's your senior
year. All F's
year
except
junior
for theater. Awesome. F. And my dad's like, he's gay. He's gay and he's only interested in one thing, singing and dancing. But yeah, so then he's like, you know, the next year I had to get it all in one thing. So I got them all D's, skated on D's, and a couple 61%, which was like, hey, that's a D, man. It was good stuff. I skated. But you can't really get upset. Like, if Kirby didn't do well, you're like, hey.
Well, there's one. Math is probably her toughest one.
Math stinks.
And, yeah, I feel the same way.
It's yours, yeah.
But, you know.
It's just got to be hard for the guy who turned in college papers on graph paper.
No, I did that in high school.
Oh, it was high school. Okay,
college was a lot different. Yeah. I actually had better grades in college than
so
I did in high school. But
me too, because I was committed.
But again,
I was committed.
You have the handwriting of a four-year-old, and to tell her to apply herself, and it's got to be tough, because she'd look at you. Like, the kids don't do that, but she'd look at you like, really, Dad?
That's why I don't do too much handwriting.
Right. I would never write for her if I was
Let me write this in.
I'd type it all in.
What's good, though, if I do some of the homework, they never know the difference.
Right. They think Kirby's got a learning disability.
We keep her in that gear class.
Yeah. God forbid you ever wrote a note for Kirby. My daughter can't come to school today. And be like, all right, Kirby, you faked this.
It's all phone calls.
Yeah. Oh, it has to be all. Yeah. Text and phone calls.
She's not making
it. If you ever wrote a note, be like, all right, you clearly hired a five-year-old to write this at the bus stop.
Yeah, Kirby's not going to be in school today. She's not feeling well. Okay, thank you, ma'am. You have a good day, too.
I'm a boy.
Sir, you misspelled the flu.
I got five bosses in one sitting yesterday.
That's impossible.
Whoa.
I did what?
You misspelled the flu on her paper. There's no four in the word flu.
It's not a four, that's an F.
It's backwards.
Well, I'm not in school, and my daughter's got the four loo.
Yeah, don't write any notes for her. She'll realize you don't have to try in life at all.
What's great is you can just email them over, you know?
Sure. My daddy would have written you a note, but he writes in hieroglyphics, so it's impossible to understand his code. Crazy old pirate.
We got a 28-year-old tourist in Dorset, England. Took a selfie on the edge of a cliff Saturday afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Nice.
120 feet.
Oh.
He survived.
Oh, did he? Really?
Because he was
wow! Don't root for death on the selfies. It could happen to any of us.
Because the tide was in, and he landed in 4 feet of water.
That's good.
Wound up with some cuts and bruises, which is amazing that he didn't.
That guy that jumped off the roof yesterday prayed he could land in 4 feet of water.
That was just a lawn dart of bad knees. And I got a follow up on that. The dude that fell off the roof.
Yeah.
Was it you that told me that broke both legs, broke his hips. And 7 ribs.
It had to pop.
So basically, the landing spot, his feet, he accordioned.
Right.
And his ribs went crack, 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 all the way up because his hips went into his ribs. Everything broke.
Oh.
Yeah.
And no concussion.
Yeah, from the face smashing into the earth. I don't know how. I don't know. I didn't get any head report because I don't think anybody even looked after that. Like, this guy.
Like, let's just run with this right now.
He was probably pretty stupid before.
couple of baseless fun facts. The first Nintendo game ever developed in Africa was Donald Duck Going Quackers.
Okay.
It was for the Nintendo 64. It was created in Morocco. There are only three animals that have sex for pleasure, not just to reproduce.
Right.
Porpoises.
Humans. Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Damn. Pigs.
And bonobos.
Oh, yeah.
The monkeys?
The monkey.
Yeah. Am I a bigot for assuming that there was like one PlayStation in Africa when that Going Quackers thing happened?
No, because I was kind of on the same
plane. I was like, well, who had the PlayStation? I'm like, geez, it's a continent of millions. And my first thought was, somebody had a PlayStation? That's just wrong of me.
The McDonald's character, Grimace, was originally evil. 1971, he was called Evil Grimace, and his goal was to steal milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
So in 1972, not even a year later, they turned him into a purple monster who's a good guy and not very bright. Made him good and dumb.
Yeah. Here's Going Quackers. It's on the TV. And basically, it's just a beautiful forest with flowing water and clean water and everything else.
Stuff they don't have there.
And a couple of ducks that can transport to other places, which would be a dream in Africa to step on a thing and go somewhere else.
Maybe that's why it was so successful.
Yeah, it's so popular.
If we find the magic places this duck has found, we can leave this whole country. I always said that's what it was, and I got in trouble for it.
Here's one for you. Based on the average life expectancy in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
if you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life.
Oh, jeez.
If you're 40.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Why?
2,015.
I have 2,000.
Go ahead, give us the 50-year-olds.
There's 3,000 left for an 18-year-old and 2,000 for me?
Yeah.
That doesn't make
weekends.
Sense.
Weekends.
I guess. Well, you a third.
Thousand,
yeah, third.
Another, a third of it, yeah. Still 20. Yeah. So I'm down to 1,500.
I was going to say we're down to about 1,500 now.
That's a lot of weekends.
It is a lot.
Yeah,
it seems.
I guess I better make travel plans now.
Only
just
52
make the most
weekends a year. Or, is that right? 52?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only 52 weekends.
What,
no, I start saying 56 for some reason. Yeah. I'm on a Gregorian. I don't know about you guys.
I'm going to try to up. I'm going to change.
The school
I'm
going to
change.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yesterday was tough on me with the dumb thing. I questioned every thought.
Everything.
If there's a number involved, I'm like, I don't know anymore.
Someone looked at Google Trends and found the type of French fries each state is obsessed with.
You do this story a lot.
Yeah, your feed is
waffle
so good.
Fries.
This is like the
states.
Fourth time this year. It's a monthly update. Like, I get less updates on investments than Brady gives me on fry preferences.
Well, in Arizona.
Waffle fries.
It was like Wendy's last time.
Curly fries.
Curly. We're on to Curly's.
Yeah.
What did you change your habits?
I'm out on curly fries.
New Mexico stands
no, back
apart.
To the classics.
I like Arby's Kirby fries.
Curly fries.
Yeah. Man. Those are good.
Oh, yeah.
New Mexico's the only one with chili cheese fries.
Because they're wrong.
Right.
Let's see, Toledo, you're
Montana's got to be like Wendy's probably or something. Or not the they brand, just the regular fries. Yeah, just regular fries.
Tater tots.
No,
oh,
they like
wow.
The tots count as fries?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
They do?
You're deep frying them.
Well, then you deep fried chicken.
You're making cubes.
Deep that's fry. Not a fry.
Yeah, but it's potatoes. Chicken and potatoes are different.
Well,
don't
I know,
fire
but I'm just
up like this.
Calm hey, down.
Jeez, boss.
How
right.
dare you call
did you
chicken.
See that?
How dare you call fried chicken
wow.
a French fry?
Sorry.
Burger King called them chicken fries for a while.
Wow.
Because there was chicken in them.
There was an awful lot of anger there.
Did you wash over him?
Yes. That was real for a second. Okay, sorry. Tater tots or fries? I stand corrected.
So good.
And you stand for another year or two.
Back off. I've got 104 weekends.
Yeah,
lay off.
Max. Yeah. And like 18 of them are going to be in ICU.
Other great news, the world's largest White Castle opened in Florida. So
yeah, you're not doing
you
news
spend
anymore.
A week there. No more Disney.
This isn't anything. We can go ahead and cancel a segment. It's been a nice run, but all it is Brady's menus.
A new study found the same thing happens with your phone as a yawn. You know, yawning's contagious if someone else yawns in the room. Someone checks their phone. You end up checking your phone.
If a phone dings, a whole room goes bananas. Yep. Even if you know who dinged.
Yep. Even if it's not your tone.
Yeah. They did that study on 60 Minutes where they were dinging a phone. Anderson Cooper, they took his phone away, and then he started dinging it, and they were measuring his brain waves, and it was the exact same amount of dopamine heroin gives a person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Your body goes, woof. It just launches like this weird dopamine thing when your phone goes, bing, and you can't get to it. Like, your body has to settle into, like, this new state of what's happening. It's crazy.
28-year-old Chenasia Campbell was on an American Airlines flight Sunday, flying from Miami to New York. And in the middle of the flight, she was furious at
the
flight attendants.
Did you call her Chenasia?
Chenasia.
Yeah. That's a couple of different.
Yeah. Yeah, follow along. Okay. All right. Toledo's taking notes. Go ahead, Brady.
Anyway, Chenasia.
He's in a mood after that tot.
Man, you messed him up.
Sorry. Don't interrupt him anymore.
They were furious at she was.
He's not good.
She was furious at the flight attendant for not grabbing the garbage off her tray.
Right.
So she chased them down and attacked them in the aisle. There weren't any police there, but there was a cop off duty, and he grabbed her, cuffed her, held her down for the rest of the flight.
Can we respond now?
No.
Oh,
okay. Don't even. Okay. Yeah.
Move on.
Sorry.
What do you need? What do you need to know about Chenasia?
Nothing.
She's single.
Got my answer. Oh.
She likes walks on the beaches.
All right, calm down.
59-year-old guy in Arkansas attacked another guy last week over a disco ball. Somewhere Gloria Gaynor and Disco Tex and the Sexolettes are really upset, but this guy.
Wow.
Rodney sold his disco ball for $20, but he wanted it back. The guy didn't want to sell it back, and it ended up he gets pushed, and they get into a fight over the $20 disco ball. Brett, you'd probably throw down for that.
Somebody said they have Kirby's math questions. They've got her results. She didn't do very well. First question, she failed the whole thing on the first. How long is a foot? She said about 38 inches.
She knows what a foot is.
Uh-huh.
One of her shoes.
That's right.
This town in Japan is in trouble because they got some COVID-19 money, and they spent it on a giant squid statue.
Oh.
They put in the park. It's good.
Oh, maybe. It's cool.
Yeah.
This is from COVID relief, though?
Yeah.
Well, they had leftover.
25 million yen.
What are you supposed to do with it? If you don't have COVID to pay for, you just give it back. The squid's nice.
I'm sure there's some stuff that you could still spend on them.
Japanese people love squid. That's it's a nice thing.
I mean, I think it's cool, but
it's better than Her Secret is Patience downtown.
the
art
looks
the
like
giant,
that cup that you talk
about. Right, it's the menstruation cup.
Yeah.
And they turned it inside out, and the artist was like, you put it up backwards, pay. We paid another $1.5 million to turn it around.
Shouldn't he have been there for the
installation? Yeah, he should have been taking a look at the construction of his beautiful thing.
I mean, I think Chihuly is at every time
it
one
looks
of his
like,
pieces
it
go
looks like
up.
Failed vaginal mesh.
Oh.
Well, look, go down and stare at Her Secret is Patience and tell me that's not what you see. Her Secret is Patience, because that thing's been sliding out for years. They have to mesh it back up. That's the dumbest thing ever. But it's our artwork downtown. Eclectic.
I guess the House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing was delayed on Monday for 22 minutes because it was playing audio from the movie Galaxy Quest. And it kept going for 22 minutes. They couldn't figure out how to turn it off.
It's a good movie.
It is. So maybe they got into it.
Grab Thal's hammer.
Grab Thal.
Isn't that what I said?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
You're in a mood. He's in a mood.
Leonardo
is so strange. Brett, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
For something's going on with these two.
What the hell?
Leonardo Hathaway, he's 19 years old. He's going viral since launching an OnlyFans account that he set up for his mom.
Ew.
Oh.
Ugh.
Lucine Duarte is her name. She was on the.
How she
looks? The Swedish. Playboy?
Oh, that's a good Playboy. I don't think they had too many failures up there. Probably fairly redundant month to month, but not a lot of varying looks for the Swedish lady.
It's not. I'm
incorrect. Got a picture?
Brazilian Playboy.
Oh, just as good.
She was a former Miss Bum Bum. Remember the Miss Bum Bum?
Oh, yeah, the Miss Bum Bum pageant. Yeah. She had a big butt.
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, my God. This is his mother?
Yeah.
I'd start an OnlyFans for her, too.
Oh, nice cans.
I would ask my mom to marry me.
Yeah.
I would breastfeed until I'm 38. Holy Moses. That's somebody's mom? That's not right. Oops, sorry.
It's doing pretty well.
Look at the pictures over there.
Miss
Look
Bum
at
Bum.
Miss Bum Bum.
No fastback there.
No. God, that would be rough if your mom had that going on.
Oh.
Would you like big fat asses if you were if your mom had that? If your mom was Miss Bum Bum, I bet you'd like fastbacks.
Probably.
I don't know.
Because every time you look down, you're like, ah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still a fastback, though.
Weird thing.
Can you imagine your friends coming over, though, just eyeing up your mom?
My friends would never come over. If my mom had Miss Bum Bum trophies.
Don't you have any friends? No.
No, I don't. Wow. That is somebody's mom. Her face is a little Stifler's mom, but...
A little bit.
The Bum Bum
face.
Part.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
some trade-offs.
Yeah, there's a Miss Bum Bum's not bad.
Brett, face. She's got a face.
She's got a head. Is that her son?
I don't know if he's... Nope.
He's NFSC. Oh, man. Man.
I hope not.
Can't be any of my friend's moms.
Ew.
If that was your mom, Toledo, your dad would have never left.
True enough. True enough.
I love to McMahon Brett. Oh,
ho, ho. True.
King of the mornings has stricken again. A swift blow.
Oh, hey now.
Wow. Like an 18-inch waist and a 62-inch hip.
Right.
How is she doing that?
But not in a Kardashian bad kind of
way. No, in an all-good Brazilian way.
Let's end it with some Brito videos.
I couldn't be with somebody like that because my wiener would look so little next to the butt.
There's too much to get through.
Yeah, there's a lot to fight through.
I'll give it a shot, though.
I know. Well,
yeah. It's a fun ride.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna try to throw the caber.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But it's not going to be impressive to her or anyone else. And that's going to make me sad looking at it. When you're born with an off-the-rack wang, you have to have off-the-rack-sized people around it. You can have nice builds and stuff, but I can't have big around it at all. It's not a good thing.
You know, this one first?
Yeah, there's a couple of Wild America radio videos.
All right.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bowman. This is a Wild America radio video. All right, just get through it. Come on. Tots or fries, you sons of bitches. Someone looking to do a little boogie boarding.
Oh, yeah.
With the orca in the water.
Whoa.
One for the rope. The freaky thing is right when they get to the rope.
Wait, the killer whale is pulling on
the... orca's playing.
Yeah, no, it's playing around, kind of hanging out there. Gets to the rope, and when the boat takes off, it's like, get me out of here. Look at him follow underneath.
Oh, right on the heels of that guy's
And he speeds up
feet.
With it.
Oh, man.
That's horrifying. Do they know it's there?
They have to know it's there, right?
There was a time when a dude touched a shark in San Diego and didn't know it was there.
It's
they're right under you.
Well, that lady knew on the paddleboard, but she jumped right on the shark.
But she fell off. But this is different because I think you'd have to have an aerial view.
And it's on its belly just.
Because you can't see. Maybe right there, but she's looking down at a boogie board right there.
Oh, man.
That is too.
I think it's just dicking with her.
My uncle said that to me.
Yeah.
My uncle's a lake guy, and he's like, I'm like, you ever think about going in the ocean? He goes, no, the ocean isn't ours. Because I'm not playing around in that thing. We don't have that. That's not ours. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, the fish that are there are going to beat you. The fish in Cedar Lake, Indiana. I'll kick them off. that's not our planet anymore. That's like going into a bad neighborhood. And I'm like, you know what? You're kind of right. Because everything you step on can hurt you. Stingrays, the urchins, and all that stuff. Yeah. And then the big fish scare the crap out of me.
This next one's for your Jeep club.
Okay.
Guy had either a hawk or a turkey through the...
It says it's a wild turkey on it.
Yeah, a turkey, yeah.
Slammed
so I'm
into
just
the
chilling, tree. Driving.
He's bleeding. Oh, yeah.
And then
it's
this
not
happens.
His blood.
What? Oh, it's turkey.
Through the
windshield.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It just blew up inside his car.
Oh, yeah. And caught his forehead.
What a joke.
So it blew his car.
Yeah, it did.
And then this happens.
There's turkey guts.
Talked about the fish in your Jeep.
Oh, God.
So you got to sell wild turkey Jeep. Smells worse.
Currently, mine smells worse. Oh, my God. That's what you get for getting the Sahara.
I was just going to say, is that a good model?
Yeah, but it's not as good, but it's okay.
It's no ruby.
That's not the ruby. I mean, the ruby that turkey would have bounced off. Sahara, you're going right through that.
We'll end it with a girl's getting hurt.
All right.
I think she's trying a TikTok video or maybe a... But she has the Ninja Warrior shirt on.
Uh-huh. So she's she's practicing for the show.
Looks like an Arizona backyard.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Oh, she's lip syncing. She's dancing. And now she's going to do some wall climbing. Oh, there goes the ankle. She's down. Have a girl down. She's not going to do well in America.
What's the follow-up? Is there a follow-up?
Yeah. She's not a ninja like she thought.
Yeah.
She's a CrossFit girl. And then she just broke her foot trying to climb a wall. And it was the parapet. It was the two-footer that got her.
Yeah, pony wall.
Yeah, she wants to go.
Taken down by the pony
wall. Oh! And it's a
she's
it's
not going to do well on Ninja Warrior, course.
Ankle, knee, vag hit to the top of that wall, too.
She might go for wipeout first.
Yeah. Cinder block, vag, do not combo.
No, it's a bad combo. I've known a couple hookers that have tried it. And even they couldn't do it. Well, one of them did. All right, what else?
There you have it.
That's it? Yeah. Well done, Brady. Sorry about that tots thing.
Yeah.
Really. You know what's great about that?
Down.
Way to go,
I've
Chief.
Calmed down a
for, for the longest time, we've made his daughter a giant Bigfoot Billy D. Williams, and he's never once batted an eye. I said tots weren't fries, and I've never seen anger pop off a guy faster.
You're talking, you're kicking up old dirt from Hungry Herman.
Okay. I'm not saying. I'm not saying you don't know the source of it. I'm just saying Kirby's at home going, hey, how about standing up for me every once in a while? Pretend I'm a tot.
I tell her every day, look, honey, you're no tater tot.
Daddy loves you.
You'll never be a tot in my eyes. You're always a B-level fried thing at best.
That tots was pure evil anger.
It's a potato guy. All right. Whoa, whoa.
Daddy, is, close your eyes and picture a talking tot with big feet and then just defend it because that's make me feel better about my life.
There's nothing to a tot.
You're never a tot. 6 foot tot, big feet tot. Big feet tot and the monsters.
And there you go, everybody. That's your Brady Report. Jim Brewer's going to join us in just a little bit. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey.
Here we go.